Welcome to Frontiers, Defending Our Freedom and Faith, brought to you by the Greater Syracuse Association of Evangelicals. My name is Dr. Bruce Jones, President. Welcome to Frontiers again this morning, and I want to begin by first of all thanking the management and Wayne Taylor, the manager of WMHR, for affording us now the opportunity of being on the air 10 minutes rather than 5. It makes it a little easier for us to do interviews with our guests, and we hope it will be appreciated by our radio audience. Today we're going to begin a series for the next several weeks on the subject of the perils of Planned Parenthood. And most people are not aware that Planned Parenthood has a definite objective from its founder, Margaret Sanger, who developed in 1939 what was called the Negro Project. Let me tell you a couple of things that she said before we welcome our guest today. She said in 1939, "We do not want the word to go out that we want to exterminate the Negro population." Yes, that's what she said. "And the minister is the man who can straighten out the idea if it ever occurs to any of their members." Another comment was made in which it said, "There is a great danger that we will fail because the Negroes will think it's a plan for extermination. Hence, let's appear to let the colored run it as we appear to let the South do." She also said that the black race was an inferior race. And later on in our series, we're going to talk about eugenics and where she got that idea from Darwin and those who followed him. But the alarming thing about this statement is that the Negro population is targeted by the Planned Parenthood people. Today, our guest is Arnold Colberth from Protecting Black Life, a wonderful African-American who stands firmly on the Word of God when it comes to protecting life. And Arnold, we want to welcome you to our program today.
Well, thank you, Dr. Jones. I appreciate it.
We've had occasion to meet before and be together before, and our hearts are in sync about this issue. But I don't think most of our listeners understand the depth to which Planned Parenthood wants to go in abortion of African-American women. So would you give us a background on Margaret Sanger so our audience will understand how Planned Parenthood got started? We'd appreciate that.
Well, Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, which is the leading promoter and provider of abortion in the United States, was a known racist and a eugenicist, which is a fancy way of saying a person who believes in racial or ethnic cleansing. She believed in the creating a race of thoroughbreds was a term that was often used by the eugenics movement. And blacks, minorities, those with disabilities were all considered dysgenic to her, or those less than, or those worthy of elimination. And this Negro Project in 1939 was originally devised to eliminate blacks. Part of the project was to unknowingly sterilize black women. Her first birth control, so-called birth control clinic, was in Harlem, New York. And if you can unknowingly sterilize women in mass quantities, then you do significant damage to the progeny of that people group.
Well, we're going to come back to that subject of eugenics and the influence of Darwin's theory on that. But when it says here that the African-American community was to be used to develop this, how do you explain that they seem to have been successful in doing that?
Well, there were many black ministers and leaders who knowingly bought, sadly, sad to say, knowingly bought into this this demonic plan.
Well, it sounds like
I believe that there were more of them who unknowingly were duped and pulled into this project.
Well, it seems that they wanted to use black ministers in particular as sort of a cover to keep it under the radar from the African-American community. But you're saying that some of them themselves didn't understand what they were supporting. Why would they then support a woman who went on record saying these things?
Well, I tell you, it's part of the deception of the enemy's plan to eliminate blacks through abortion, I believe. And even today, you know, we see this plan still in effect. So we're working hard across this nation to educate and to enlighten African-American ministers and leaders around this issue and the disproportionate impact of abortion in our community. And I'm happy to report that many of them, their eyes are coming open and they're realizing more of them than not, for the first time, abortion, disproportionate and devastating toll on our community.
Well, maybe we're going to move into that subject now then, Arnold. Give us some statistics. I know some of them because we had a chance to dialogue about them. I have them on record in front of me, but you're our guest today. Tell us how disproportionate abortions are in the African-American community, and tell us how significant abortions are in the decline of the population of the African-American community as we move forward in this first interview.
Well, I'll tell you, Bruce, African-American women only make up 13% of the female population, but are responsible, if you will, for having 37% of the abortions in the nation. The new statistics for 2009 have just come out for New York City. And I get chills every time I recite or read or hear this statistic. But the newest statistics from the New York City Health Department says that for every 1,000 black babies born alive, 1,489 are killed by abortion.
That's a 3-to-2 ratio. 3 deaths for every birth.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
Well, it's repulsive, to say the least. And, yes. And of course, what that's doing is it's declining the African-American population in terms of its quote-unquote, not quota, but its relationship to the rest of America, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely it does.
Well, what about the causes of death in the African-American community? You've commented on that before, and I have statistics on that. Would you please inform our audience about those?
Well, abortion, unbeknown to too many, is the leading cause of death in the black community. It's higher than AIDS, HIV. It's higher than accidents, higher than heart disease, cancer, violent crimes, diabetes, accidents. To be even more clear, what I'm saying is you can stack all of the other causes of death in the black community one on top of the other and not come close to the roughly 17 million black babies who have died by abortion since 1973 when Roe versus Wade was passed.
Tell me a little bit more about Margaret Sanger, because obviously she had a very, very evil scheme and she seemed to succeed with it. So Planned Parenthood is the great force against pro-life today. We just have about a minute left. Just give us a little idea more about Margaret Sanger, please.
Well, based on the research that I've seen, it certainly looks like, and I believe, that Planned Parenthood targets the black community by locating 62.5%, that's roughly 2 out of every 3 Planned Parenthood across the United States are located in black communities. And when you add the Hispanic community, 76% of Planned Parenthoods in the country, that's 3 out of every 4, are located in minority communities. It certainly looks like something sinister is going on.
Well, it seems to be rather than intentional and rather than inadvertently happening, because that's what Margaret Sanger wanted to have happen.
Absolutely.
As an African-American, how do you feel about Planned Parenthood in one simple statement?
I am incredibly saddened by the work that Planned Parenthood is doing for many reasons, but I'll just name two in this closing statement. One, because it is significantly eliminating the black population, and secondly, because of the countless men and women who have suffered abortion's impact and still suffer to this day.
Well, we'll come back to that topic next time, Arnold. Thanks so much for being with us, audience. We'll be back next week with another broadcast.
Join us next week at the frontier, where our freedoms and faith are being attacked.
Thank you for listening. The views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of GSAE or the Mars Hill Network.
Mars Hill Energy Productions.